for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship. Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you enjoy this podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/stationtostation. You can also find us on Twitter at S2S Podcast and on Tumblr at s2s-podcast.tumblr.com.
Please be warned that this episode features brief depictions of violence.
This is Station to Station, Episode 9, Exit Opportunities.
Doc, you okay?
Get the door!
What's going on over there?
Damn it, we need a light.
He's getting away!
Hello?
He's gonna get further if we can't see him. Use the light on your phone.
Could someone answer me, please?
Cochran, what's your sit rep?
Did you see Fredrickson?
Who?
We're coming to you.
Oh, no, you're not going anywhere.
Did we hit something? Can we get a light over here?
Seriously, what's happening? Why are the lights out?
Everyone inside.
We could still catch him. He can't get far.
Inside.
What's going on now?
Sit down and shut up. You see anything before the lights went out?
I was in here. Wait, where's Fredrickson?
He got away when the power cut. We need to go after him.
After what you did in there, I'm not sure you should be going after anyone.
Hey there, excuse me? I don't know if you've all noticed, but something's wrong.
You think, Sherlock?
Listen. No engine. No emergency generators, no alarm system. The whole boat is dead in the water.
What happened to the light?
Has anybody checked the sample?
What's going on out there?
Hey, can someone get the auxiliary lights on?
She's right. The fuses blew in the mess hall on my first cruise, and we had backup power in a minute. A full shutdown shouldn't happen.
Thank you!
What if it's Maloks? What if they knew we were questioning their people?
Don't get ahead of yourself. I'm gonna go down to engineering, see what the situation is. The rest of you stay here.
I'm not staying here.
ROV mechanic, remember? It's not gonna look suspicious if I show up, but the rest of you... If the earpiece stays in range, I'll walk you through anything I find. And then, I guess we'll see.
So, can I leave now?
Why would we let you do that?
Because, as I just finished explaining to her at length, I don't know what's going on. And if we're stranded, I want to start looting the cafeteria before everyone else gets the same idea.
You're a real class act, aren't you? Wait. Simmons, you wouldn't know what happened to all of the chocolate bars in my lab storage, would you?
I thought they were communal.
They were in the back of a drawer with my name on it.
Sure.
I'm going to take a look around.
We should go with you.
No. You and Simmons should stay here and finish your interview.
Oh, come on, that's no fun. She knows even less about McKinley than you and Santiago. She's basically useless.
Hey!
Oh, I guess we can't all have memories like yours.
Hey, no, I mean, I was obviously joking.
Fine.
Miranda?
I said, fine.
We're on a boat. He's not going to get that far. And you still haven't told me about what's going on. Did he know anything?
He did. So I guess he's not useless either.
Come on, we're going to fix this. You don't need to start freaking out.
Right, because you're the only one who gets to do that.
What?
I've been losing my memories for weeks, and I kept it together. I pushed it down as hard as I could, but the second you think you might be forgetting someone you barely even knew, it's this crisis.
I was worried about losing the best lead we had. Do you remember that?
You didn't even think I'd care, did you? You came back from McKinley's like nothing was wrong in the world because you get to remember everything. And it never even crossed your mind that I might feel anything. Because as long as you get what you want, what else could be wrong?
No, come on, that's not fair.
I'm going to find Fredrickson. Come if you want, or don't. Because this time, I don't care.
Now, can I go?
Jesus. Cochran, can you hear me?
Barely.
Better than nothing. Where did you and the doc say that creepy hallway of yours started?
There's a doorway off the engine room. It goes all gray and weird after that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Santiago, tell me you didn't go through the door.
No, I didn't have to. The whole back wall of the engine room's the same color.
Oh, God. It's spreading.
Yeah, I think so. You can see why the power's out. The rest of the walls are still pretty normal, but there's a lot of melted wires that used to connect to the backup generators. Must have been a hell of a power surge down here. The whole place smells like burned rubber.
Santiago, stay away from the back wall.
I know. I haven't seen anyone else around, though. Whoever was down here when the lights went out, looks like they didn't follow that advice.
Brilliant. On a scale of, like, 1 to Titanic, how screwed are we?
I'm trying to figure that out. Let's see. Surge must have tripped the... Yeah, okay. That's good. It set off the engine kill switch.
What's that mean?
If we can get the power on, we should be able to make it back to port, but it's going to take some time. The fuses alone could be hours to replace.
Do you know what you're doing down there? I thought the tech thing was just a cover.
Engineering degree from George Washington. The FBI doesn't send just anyone to fake their way through scientific research.
Good to know.
I'm going to find the rest of the ROV team and see what's left of engineering to scrape together. You and Chuan okay to hold the fort for a few hours?
Me and... We're fine.
Cochran.
Don't worry. Just be careful down there, okay?
Over and out.
Over and out.
What took you so long? Miranda.
Shut up. The power's out with no backup.
And you thought now would be a good time to finish our conversation?
I'm here to do you a favor, Eugene.
That's good. That's a joke, right?
I'm deactivating the experiment. You're going to help me.
I should knock you out and throw you overboard. Get rid of the problem once and for all. You think anyone would notice right now?
Maybe not. But what do you do after that? Keep letting people wander around below decks? Hoping someone deactivates this for you? We're not even halfway through the cruise. What happens when it starts taking people you can't replace? You're not going to be able to get the ship home by yourself.
I know how to turn it off.
No, you don't. You said you were working on Project Redstring, but you weren't, were you? I saw your personnel file when I was investigating McKinley. You're Eugene Loshank, head of risk management. You were spying on them. watching them like lab rats in a maze to see how they'd behave, just like you've been doing here. Maybe you thought you knew all of it, or you could bluff your way to an answer, but I've got the pieces you don't. All I need from you is how to get in.
Costello was right. You are smarter than him.
I'm here to make a deal. Give me everything you have on how Lazarus works. I shut it down, and we don't speak to each other again. I don't know you, and you don't know me. Eugene Loshank was never on board.
So, what? I'm supposed to take you at your word? How do I know you're not going to start using the tech yourself?
No, you don't. But I am going to shut it down. Give me your floor plans for the lower deck.
They're not written down. You can turn everything off in the control room. We call it the ground zero. Plywood walls, a one-way mirror, not big. Find that, and you're good to go.
How do I get back out?
We found a way to temporarily break the influence of the field. All you need is some kind of communicative link.
Like a two-way radio?
Something like that. Find a way to tether yourself with the upper decks, and don't trust your eyes and ears when you get down there. Go with your instinct.
Thank you.
Keep your eyes on the prize, Chuan. You want to do my job for me? Make sure you do it well. It won't bring him back, you know.
Hey. Thought I might find you in here. You doing another experiment?
Oh, hi.
Did you have any luck finding Fredrickson?
No, nothing. He's gone to ground. Where's Simmons?
Raiding the cafeteria. I told her I'd tell everyone she was a Panop spy if she stepped out of line, and after that, I didn't really know what to do with her.
Simmons is what?
Oh, Jesus. We aren't doing a good job of talking to each other these last couple of days, are we? She's a spy, just not the kind of spy we were looking for. I thought you should know what Santiago told me. The experiment zone's expanding and it's knocked out the backup generators and did something to the engine. She thinks they'll get the ship up and running again, but...
We're running out of time.
Yeah. Miranda, I'm so sorry if I...
When you were inside the experiment field, how were you recording your notes?
I was streaming to my laptop. I wanted to record in case something went, you know, pear-shaped.
So that's why it let you go. How soon is the power going to be up?
She didn't know for sure. Wait, so the experiment doesn't like to kill people in the middle of data uploads?
It's temporal anomalies and machinery. It doesn't like or dislike anything. But the broadcasting interferes with it somehow. Once I can set up a link, I'm going below decks to shut it down.
Do you know how?
I think so. I've been reading John's notes again, and I guess I'm going to find out.
We're going to find out.
What?
Listen, I'm so sorry. I wasn't thinking about your feelings, all right?
Don't.
Didn't even register, but you're right, it's not fair. It's total crap that I get to remember and you don't, and I should have thought about how that would make you feel or come up with a better way to tell you. You know what? God, you know what? You forgiving me isn't even the point. Don't if you don't want to. But if you think I'm going to send you back into that thing alone, you're insane. I mean, Christ, Santiago would kill us both if you even tried it.
She would, wouldn't she?
And she'd lecture us first. Is there anything I can do while we wait? I could help you go over Costello's notes. Second pair of eyes can't hurt, right? Or we could look for Fredrickson together. I mean, she's...
No, I need some time alone.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
I'm... I'm not... Can you bring Reva here once the power's working? Simmons too. I think we're going to need her.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Good work, everyone. Kasha, go tell the captain we've got her moving. Someone should tell Fiona and Hector in the kitchens, too. See if we can't stop the scientists from going on a looting spree.
Santiago? Was that what I think it was?
Engine's up and running.
Oh, thank God. I don't think threats of blackmail are going to keep Simmons from getting... We're all gonna die drunk much longer. Or me, if we're being honest.
Save me your shots, then. I'm still seeing wires every time I close my eyes.
Yeah, no promises. Besides, Miranda wants to see us in the lab once you're through.
Could take us a couple hours to finish up down here. Tell her to get some sleep.
I don't think that's happening.
Who are you talking to, Santiago?
Just thinking out loud. How are you doing?
Sorry, over and out.
Better now that we're not dead in the water. I'm telling Nylapidus, he really does owe us a raise.
You're telling me. Where's Howard? I thought the two of you were working together.
He's over by the... He was working what's left of the generators a second ago. Guess he went to get... something. Yeah. Nice talking to you too, Santiago.
Howard? Howard?
Santiago?
Damn. Howard, don't move.
What is this place?
Nothing that's going to help us get the power up. Get back from there.
We need to check it out.
Step back.
I'll be real quick.
Don't.
Let me go.
Like hell.
I need to see.
Trust me, you don't.
I'm going in there.
Sorry, but this is for your own good. Easy now. Lean on me. We're going back this way, okay?
Oh, man. Santiago?
Are you okay?
I think so. My stomach hurts.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, what happened? What are we doing all the way back here?
Let's get you some ice, okay? I'll take you to the bedroom.
I want to make it clear that I'm only doing this because dying is slightly worse than working with all of you.
Did we have to bring her?
If it gets this thing shut down ASAP, I don't care what she does. What's the plan, Doc?
Tomorrow morning, Nellie's going to set our mobile phones to broadcast to a laptop computer we'll be leaving with Simmons. It should disrupt the mechanism of erasure long enough for us to find the experiment's control room. In some cases, the effects of what's down there seem to warp subjects' conception of time and space. I need you and Nellie to help to make sure I'm seeing things clearly. If we can get to the center of it, I can do the rest.
But what if you can't?
Simmons.
Oh, come on. I'm not the only person thinking it. If you guys get killed or whatever, what are the rest of us supposed to do? We're not even going to remember you.
Costello's tapes and notebook stayed when everything else about him faded. So did David Wan's coat. I think things that have been given away dodge the effects, at least for a while. Which is why you should take this.
What am I supposed to do with a paper boat?
It's a summary of Project Redstring, the work you'll need if... It should give you a start on shutting down the experiment. I'm going to give you the other notes, too. I just thought this would stand out more than a pile of papers. The two of you should leave something, too.
Yeah. I think I've got an idea.
You don't have to come. I need to fix Costello's mistakes, but You don't owe him any-
Doc, we're not going for him.
Right, well, we can meet here in the morning to prepare. I think I'm going to get some sleep.
Hey, sis. It's me.
Santiago, are you in there?
You know Chuan's not expecting us for hours, right?
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just having a great time with this whole waiting thing, as it turns out. Are you busy?
Come in.
You sure? I mean, I don't want to. If you've got some Fortress of Solitude thing going on, I don't want to disturb.
Cochran, come in and sit down.
Okay. So, how's things?
Better than with you. You want to skip the small talk and tell me what's going on?
I made a recording for my sister for this whole science experiment, gift exchange thing, and I don't know, it just feels like a bad idea.
You're having second thoughts? You know we can't leave whatever's down there to keep chewing people up?
No, oh god, no, not that part. I meant, it's selfish, isn't it? Wanting to leave something behind.
Selfish how?
Oh, you're good at this, aren't you? Nice active listening. I mean, have you thought about reporting? I mean, you would make a really
Cochran.
Good reporter. Look at Miranda. Look at how hard this is for her, and at least Costello's got the excuse of needing someone to stop a massive conspiracy. What's my excuse? What right do I have to put any of this on another person just because it makes me feel better to say goodbye?
You could give Simmons something else.
I really don't think I could. I don't want to talk about me. I mean, let's talk about you. What are you leaving behind?
A photo of my ex.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's, I mean, what is it? Was it a recent breakup?
We split when I was going through the academy to become an agent. Must be about 7 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. And you still just carry it around.
I'm not pining. I think of it like a reminder of where I've come from.
Can I see it?
Not like you wouldn't tomorrow. Julio Marcelina. We'd been married about a year when that was taken.
Julio. Right. Of course, I mean, your ex-husband, right? He looks nice. I mean, he looks very nice. So well done, you. I mean, I guess not. You're not married anymore. Sorry about that. Don't know why I brought it up, just...
Are you having a stroke right now?
No. I'm good. I am all good. How long were you two married?
5 years if you don't count the time it took to file the paperwork.
Wow.
Yeah. You're really not gonna let yourself ask, huh? I'm gay, Cochran. Relax.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I really thought that this creepy ship had broken my gaydar. I'm sorry. It's been a really weird couple of days. I think I forgot. I'm bi. I know it's a thing.
No, I'm not. I'm just gay. Took me a little longer to figure that out than a lot of people is all.
So, the whole lesbian thing and the divorce thing related, I'm guessing? Sorry. No, don't answer that.
Not as much as you're thinking.
Can I ask, I mean, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but like, you know.
Why'd I marry him?
For starters?
I had a couple bad years after high school. personal stuff. And sometimes when everything's bad, a person who could take your mind off things, even for a few minutes, starts to look pretty good. So that was Julio. He was easy to talk to, and he was a good person. Solid, real reliable. Looking back, I can see there were things missing, but I guess I thought after everything that had been going on with me that what I felt with him was as much as I could feel about anyone. For a few years, it seemed like it might work.
And what changed?
Like I said, I got into the academy. We'd never had one of those marriages where we needed to do everything together, but I think that's when we noticed we weren't making any time for each other, and it didn't matter much to either of us. Same story as a lot of people.
Yeah. And do you miss him?
I don't want it back, but I don't feel like I have to forget it happened. Does that make sense?
Hey, this is probably a bad time, but do you want to get a drink when we get back to shore? I mean, if we don't die, I think I'm really going to want a drink.
If we don't die, I think I'd like that.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written by Andrea Clausen and directed by Alex Yoon and Andrea Clausen. Music composed by Dominic Wright. Sound engineering by Aaron S. Featuring the voice of Emily Wong, Nadine El Amami as Janelle Cochrane, Laura Guzman as Riva Santiago, Kristen DiMercurio as Jackie Simmons, Zach Labresco as Sebastian Fredrickson, Brian Kelly as Jeff Fine, Gary Cook as Jeff Howard, Jake Song, Kim Hyung Suk, Ryan Estrada, Laura Bramblett, Jack Pevyhouse, and Julia Straffini. Station to Station will be back on January 2nd.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.